The woman who hosted Silvio Berlusconi at Bunga Bunga parties has defended his reputation in the face of claims he paid an underage prostitute for sex. He's dismissed the case as disgusting, but does admit calling the police and asking them to drop a case against a 17-year-old. He says he believed she was the niece of President Mubarak of Egypt, now deposed. I went to Rome to meet Sabina Began, the woman known as Bunga Bunga. The interview does include some strong language, but I began by trying to establish what the latest addition to the Italian phrasebook actually meant.
Bunga Bunga was so nice. It's something nice. It's not something bad. It came from a very natural, sympathetic way, you know, like sweet, sweet, fun.
This man busked on a bridge as I crossed Rome seeking other views.
Italian? Si.
Five ladies on a day trip from Florence sat in the sun at the top of the Capitoline Hill. They told me they were angry at their Prime Minister and taught me the Italian for we don't go to such parties.
Do you like a bunga bunga?
Well,
do you like a bunga bunga?
What do you think?
But I don't know.
No. You weren't there?
No, I'm in bunga bunga in Arcore, no.
Non frequentiamo bunga bunga.
Non frequentiamo bunga bunga.
Okay.
By this water fountain, two women sat talking, looking down at the forum. One had joined the protest last Sunday against Mr. Berlusconi and in favour of women's rights.
The women in Italy, they are fed up with what's going on and the criticism from all over the world against Italian women because of this behaviour. But the thing here in Italy, it's a 50-50. The other half is pro-Berlusconi. I have friends who are pro-Berlusconi.
As you can see, the style is very much Las Vegas. Girls with legs out and miniskirt dancing.
So here we have six girls in very, very... Oh, and a bald man.
Yeah.
And another young girl.
In business, Mr. Berlusconi revolutionised the old-style, old-fashioned Italian TV. I watched a comedy show on one of his channels with Lucia Annunziata, the woman who ran Rai, the state-owned broadcaster. She resigned her role as president of Rai in protest at what she believed was Mr. Berlusconi's dominance of the Italian media. He later walked out of a live television interview with her in 2006.
Berlusconi is the type of person who tries to be very jolly all the time and does not really engage in any conversation.
Now, he does not like you, we think. At least he did not like your interview with him. What happened?
Well, I have a style of interview that he really is really uncomfortable with. It's very factual. And Berlusconi is very good at engaging a political fight. But when you try to focus him on factual, he just doesn't answer. Plus, when he is interviewed, Berlusconi thinks that he's there to say his version of the things.
And what happened at the moment of crisis during the interview?
Well, he tried to tell me that I shouldn't do this. He tried to stood up, and he, in a way, wanted me to stood up. I did not do it because I thought it was going to be messy. So then at the end, he sort of said, this is going to be a black spot on your career forever. And I said, well, thank you, Mr. President. Okay, we shook hands.
Do you think it's relevant that you were a woman interviewer?
I definitely think so. He doesn't like a middle-aged woman the way I am. He doesn't like women with little glasses the way I'm wearing now. You know, it's considered like a cliché of this left-wing intelligentsia. They don't like to be challenged by women. And in fact, I think Berlusconi always loses his mind when he's challenged by women, including his wife. She was the first one to say that there is a lot of political garbage in what is going on. And was the first one to blow the whistle on the issue of girls to be elected.
So she's implying that there were people in power because they were female friends.
Exactly. But there are, in fact. You know, we have ministers in power because they've been close friends to Berlusconi.
Last Sunday there was a march by women across Italy.
Yeah.
Why now, do you think, after nearly 20 years of Mr. Berlusconi in public life?
I think a lot of young women feel that this is an old man of an old Italy. And in fact, for the first time, around the issue of being elected because you're a friend of a powerful man, there's been a movement of young women saying, well, I want to be a minister, but I want to be a minister for what I do.
But one woman who still believes in Silvio Berlusconi is Sabina Began. The actress, originally from Germany, met him 5 years ago and says they became very close.
I wrote on my leg for him. I did this.
A tattoo?
Yeah, tattoo. A tattoo says it's 29. The day he born at 29, I met him. He illuminated my heart and my soul and forever.
Is it inappropriate for me to ask you to show it to me?
Would not be elegant.
Is it correct it has initials?
Yes, SB.
And they are yours, but they are also his?
Yes, yeah.
What did you have in mind when you asked the SB?
Him, yeah.
Does he know that he has the support from you today?
Yes, he does. I have a nice and beautiful relationship with him.
What kind of a relationship is it?
It's about true love.
The love of friends?
That's a secret. That's very private. And many people, they're talking about the president's life, and I think all these people, they don't know nothing about him. They don't know nothing. And they're just talking and talking. I don't wish them nothing bad. These people, they're using his name to maybe get some money. I hope they can use it in a good way.
I think you're talking about people who are named by prosecutors in the current case. And from that case, we know that the Prime Minister attended parties, and the trouble he's in concerns those parties. Did you organise them?
Yes, I did. I did. I organised all of them. Every day I read on the newspaper, there is another girl she organized. And I say, okay. But I did it. And I did it for love, because this man, he needs. And for me, I'm happy to do something nice for him. And he's working all day. And when I know he's free, I make him a surprise. And I organize. I invite many people. But my parties is not true how they say there are a lot of girls and no men. I have many men and they come all to the party. I have my friend, they are gay, they come. They are all kind of people. But the thing is that they only talk about the girls. But it's not true. I mean, I'm a very spiritual person. I love God, I really do. And I could never let see my eyes that what the communism journal talking about the president. I mean, I love this man and I have really true love for him. It's for 5 years I'm sending every week one flower white and one flower red, roses. And the letter, all my feelings for this week I have for him. And I see him really as a master, as a man, as a friend, as a father, everything. He's like the complete thing I really think about a man. How could I ever love a man who goes with a girl and do orgy? He never did this. I could never love a human like this.
But you say you're a spiritual person. The allegations about Silvio Berlusconi are about the flesh. They are about the most physical and commercial side of sex. That's the allegations. How do you think these parties have played into that picture?
It's organized by people. They want his power. They make a war. They judge on him. It's 17 years they're making this war to him, and he has a wall around him, and everything he does is perfect because he is a clean person, and they found just a little hole where I am responsible on that, on my parties, and they put Sorry, they put shit inside.
How did they get their name, the parties?
It's like a code, it's a secret code, because it's really... I'm always doing this kind of parties, and it's like you can't say even Big Bang, you know, it's like Big Bang, Bunga Bunga. Sometimes he says, I'm a kind of a monkey, because I do things like I cannot say, but, you know, like sweet things, and he would say, ah, oh, you are a monkey.
Yes.
And he calls me sometimes like that, and I would say, yes, I'm a Bunga Bunga. And I don't know why people then use this name as lap dance or, I don't know, or something like this.
But how do you think it looks that he did make one phone call in his 70s on behalf of a 17-year-old girl to get her out of trouble with the police?
Every person who comes in his house, he is completely familiar to everybody because he is like this. That's his power. The president, he became like that because for him everybody is the same. For me, the Berlusconi is like Gandhi. He's really for me like Gandhi because his people, they work for him. They sit on the table. They love him, you know, everybody. So these people, they call him, he would answer the phone. And if somebody is in trouble, he would say, why not? She was at my place. And he really thought she was the niece of Mubarak, because I remember he told me that night, you know, that there's a niece of Mubarak, but I was not even, because, you know, every time there's a dot of this, there's a dot of that.
What about a daughter of yours, Sabina? Would you like a 17-year-old to mix socially with the 70 man in his 70s?
I mean, Mr. President he's so nice. I mean, why not? The people, they call him and they say, you know, thank you so much, I have a problem. There's nothing bad inside.
What about if you were married to Silvio Berlusconi? Would you like his friendship with you or with girls at parties? Would you think that was appropriate as a wife?
I mean, I invited all these girls and I think there is nothing I could be jealous or something, because there's nothing. This poor guy really didn't do nothing. He just wanted to help. And I feel so sad. I feel sad for everything because I can say 100% he did not go because I was there. And after all these people they go, I know there is no girl, she's with him. I repeat, it's a politic thing.
A trial will start in April. He may not be there, but three women judges will hear the evidence that we've been briefly touching on. What will happen at that case, do you think?
I hope they call me, because I go. Because I will challenge them? I'm challenging them, because it's not true what they want from him. I challenge everybody, even every journalist who says and speaks about that think they're not true.
Of course, your loyalty is very strong. But the Prime Minister is hated as well as he is loved. What did you make of a march by women saying that he was debasing women in Italy?
These people, they went there, they judge. They judge without knowing, without never been in a place or close to the president or to the party, and to see really what is happening.
You were born in Germany, I'm coming to you from the UK. Here we are in Italy. What attitudes do you think there are to what men can do with women in Italy versus Germany and the UK?
The Germans? They're cold. Italian, warm, romantic. The president is a romantic man. Oh my God, he is incredible. He's really romantic. He's beautiful.
So back to the party's names. Why do you think Bunga Bunga has come to imply sex in this story?
Because I think there are spies inside. People that have been invited to our parties, and they hear that name, Bunga Bunga, or the president says to me, yeah, you did the Bunga Bunga, you are the Bunga Bunga, and I don't know how it came, maybe of these people, they trying to put the bad thing inside. And, you know, Bunga Bunga was so nice. It's something nice. It's not something bad. And they just, how you say?
Yeah, as you speak, you're twisting your hands.
Yes. It's like, you know, there's something white and then you change and then you put it black. But it came from a very natural, sympathetic way, you know, like sweet. It's some sweet fun.
The views of Sabina Began and earlier other women.